Good morning. Nah, 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 nah.
This is the Fly FM Jokers podcast.
We are the Fly FM Jokers now with Arif Yong and Ryan Howlett.
Okay, so Ryan, in Malaysia, we used to have three major exams. UPSR, PT3, and also the last one, SPM, okay?
Yeah, the first two were like earlier on, weren't they, when you were younger, yeah.
So the first two was actually abolished a few years ago.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
we were left with just SPM now, kids nowadays. But according to the BAC founder, he said scrapping the UPSR and PT3 made students less ready for SPM.
Like, by what context? Like, how has it made them less ready?
Because that's the only, like, major exam that they have, so they are chilling, you know?
So they don't see
the importance of having exams.
And
you know how you practice and then you have exam? Oh, I mean, like, you have competition, practice, competition.
But I guess
that's what he's saying. Like, you're not ready for, like, a big competition, let's say.
Because I think he said, like, it's contributed to more kids like dropping out before SPM.
Yeah, exactly, right? Because they don't see the importance of, you know, studying, I guess.
You think it's true?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah. I guess if you educate your kids like correctly, I think it'll be fine. Like, what's the like exam system in the UK? Do you guys have a lot of exams as
in
well?
In the West, it's because I didn't know this until just recently that you're actually allowed to drop out of school before SPM. I didn't take my SPMs here, right? Because in the West, or in a lot of countries, it's the law that you have to be at school until the age of 16 or maybe 18.
Really?
In a lot of countries, yeah.
So you cannot just easily drop out?
You cannot drop out, no.
Oh, really?
It's not like a law to pass your exams, because that would be really bad, but like you have to at least take them and get to that stage. Yeah. So that's why I think maybe that would be good, I guess. I don't know.
So if you pass, you pass. If you don't pass, you don't pass. As long as you get the thing, you will graduate, basically, right?
No, maybe you don't pass and you don't graduate, but at least you've got the education up until that point.
You've
had the chance to do it.
Yeah, for Malaysia, no, I don't think it's a rare case, but I guess there are people who drop out.
Yeah. I mean, I know people who are like footballers who have been heavily into football as a kid, and they dropped out before their SPMs and then focused on their football side of things.
But they
actually came back and took the SPMs later, or like GCSE maybe.
You can do that.
Because later,
like throughout the year, you figure out like, oh no, it is important.
Yeah, right. You're like, oh my god, actually, I need this.
This is the Fly FM Jokers podcast.
And if you're just joining us, there's a university founder who's come out and said that scrapping the UPSR and the PT3 exams back in the day have made pupils less ready for their SPM exams.
Yeah, he's basically saying that it was a mistake and he wants the government to bring it back.
Yeah, that we shouldn't have done it. So we asked you, what do you think? Is it true? Did it prepare you for life after your exams? Well, we've got two parents on the phone. First of all, is Peggy. Peggy, or Auntie Peggy, what do you think?
I would say that every year you should have exam.
Oh, like big exam lah.
Wow.
Yeah.
End of year exam.
Yeah, you should give them so that you prepare. Now they are so relaxed. They thought that, okay, I only have exams from the school, you know, certain exam assessment. Now they're calling that assessment. Because it's so easy for them.
Pass, tak apa.
Next year I can try again. That kind of thing. No.
Oh yeah, cannot like that.
You should give them more. Yeah.
Without...
I'm all out. Have more exams. I'm all out.
You are fully exam every year.
Pro exam.
Put them exam, assessment, get them ready, you know.
Oh, Auntie Peggy, you are like, I want exams all the time. Auntie Jean, what about you? What do you think?
For me, I'm different from a lot of mothers. I'm the opposite of Tiger Mom. Maybe you can call me a Rabbit Mom, maybe.
Okay.
Because I don't place very much importance in exams. My eldest is 16, and she didn't go through UPSR also, and she didn't have PT3, and she's Form 4 this year, but she looks like she is ready.
For SPM.
Yeah, because she's working really hard. She self-studies. Yeah.
Okay, like for your daughter's SPM, right? How about if there's no A? I don't know lah. Touch wood, no A. What?
Touch wood. No A's ah.
Mm.
It's okay lah.
It's okay.
You sure?
You sure
you wouldn't be like...
But because I know she's going to get A's, so yeah, but it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Very confident.
Confident.
That sounded like you will get A's.
Yeah.
You will.
You will.
You will.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, the standby rotan first.
There you go. That's what we wanted.
No, joking.
Interesting though. We got Auntie Peggy who's like, we should have exams every year, and Auntie Jean who's like,
against it.
No need.
Get up. Stream the Fly FM Jokers Catch Up on Audio Plus.